What do you think of FOIA online? Does this do the trick?
Well, I think it's a major step forward to modernizing the process. Long overdue, the kind of system that groups such as OMB Watch and other advocacy groups out there for pushing for openness and transparency have been asking for quite some time.
What does this do that you like, and what does it not do that you think it should be able to do?
Well, it centralizes the FOIA process so that participating agencies, right now it's just a handful, but love to see more on there, that you can go there and it doesn't matter which one you want to send a FOIA to, you could send it through this system. And the more agencies you get on there, the better that advantage is, that centralization. We do a lot of FOIA requests. I know there's other organizations out there, especially watchdog organizations, constantly requesting documents, different agencies. This gives you a central place to do the request. Then you can track them, see where they are in terms of being processed by each agency. And probably the most impressive thing, in my opinion, is that when electronic records are released now, when you've done it through this system, and I get my records back, you can now, someone else out there in general public, can now see those records as well. So the agency isn't just releasing them to me. They're saying these have been released. Everyone can see them.
So in the past, if I wanted something and you wanted something and my producer Beth wanted something, we all would have to submit individual requests and we'd all get a packet in the mail from agency, department of fill in the blank. And what you're saying is now when you put in the request, they provide the documents to you electronically. Then when I want to see them, I just have to go to this FOIA online site and I'm able to see those documents there, and so would she.
Absolutely. And if you see them ahead of time, you don't even do a request. If you do a request, it makes it easier for the agency, and it's a similar request. The agency then points to those documents online, and you know, just points you that direction, and you get the documents right away.
What does this site not do, Sean, or what is not available in the process yet that you think would be a logical next step?
Well, one of the biggest things, obviously, would be for more agencies to participate. Right now, it's about four agencies or so that are participating. And as you scale this up, we're hoping to see, bigger and bigger savings, both for the public in terms of time, and waiting for their information, but also for the agencies. There's a lot of requests that agency gets them, and it's not all just their information. Sometimes it's the Department of Energy gets something, and some of the information is actually Department of Interior created it. They might need to refer to the agency and make sure it's releasable. And if you're all on the system, again, and the information's electronic, it speeds up that process. They can simply post it. We can't see it yet, but they can post it to their colleagues over at another agency for review. They review it online, tell them which parts they can release, which parts need to be withheld. And then they flip a switch. What can be released is released.
Sean Moulton of OMB Watch talking about the new FOIA online site. As this process progresses and more agencies make information available through FOIA online, what do you think will be the next step after that as far as what agencies could or should do to make more information more readily available? We've talked in the past about the declassification process and categorizing things and whether they should be classified or not classified and so on. Is that another area that you think may be ripe for some kind of reform? Might be too strong a word because it implies that something bad is going on, where a lot of these issues as far as these documents and so on seem to be just more prioritization and neglect that nobody's just gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there is need for reform in the classification, declassification process. I mean, right now, by the most conservative estimates, we are 50% or so of what we're stamping classified or top secret doesn't need that stamp. It simply doesn't need it. And so we are overloading that system. And then, you know, then you get to declassification after 10 years or 20 years, and you have more documents to review than you should. And so it creates an extra burden on that end and slows down that process as well. And so There is a process underway. The Obama administration launched to review classification policies, and you know, it's still underway. It's hard to say whether or not it's really going to result in any kind of major reform or not. But there is hope that there'll be this effort to scale back and to get more of a control over that information.
Is there a way, Sean, to make an argument, a return on investment argument? Because I'm just imagining when you're talking about this issue, this is something that would be very easy for an agency to chalk up to budget pressure and say, well, we can't do it right now because we don't have enough money and we have to spend the money that we have in other ways. Is there a way to make a return on investment argument to try to get more agencies to do things like this?
Absolutely. You know, and you're right that agencies see something like processing FOIA requests as a lower tier often issue. But the reality is that by modernizing, by investing some money up front, these agencies are probably going to see major returns in terms of being able to do more with a smaller staff, being able to do it faster, process more requests, and be more efficient. And the good news here is the government built this. EPA led this charge. They built it internally. It's on an existing system. And so this isn't something that we're going to have to continue to pay some contractor for, or if more agencies join, you know, we have to get more licenses. We can scale this up with a pretty small amount of investment in terms of the technology because the government owns it.